Hello, this is Robert Richards, and you're listening to The Waterhole, our weekly broadcast, which is now available on iTunes and all major podcast platforms. You can also watch the weekly video broadcast on our YouTube channel, links in the description. I pray this has been a blessing to you, and if you've enjoyed this message, please share this with a friend. God bless you, and remember, no matter where you are and what you've done, Jesus loves you.
Well, praise the Lord. Good to see everybody. Sure glad you came tonight, Wednesday night. I am so happy to be here. I already had a great day. I hung around with Pastor Robert, Miss Laura. I got fed a couple of times already. Fantastic fellowship. Beautiful. I love being in Utopia. I really do. I love it here. It relaxes me. Praise the Lord, especially if we end up shooting things and stuff like that. But that's another deal, you know. But I want to thank all of you for everything that you have done this year already for the orphanage. Got a lot of good things happening. Did you tell them anything about what we've been talking about? Yeah. So we're good news. It's very possible. I mean, just pray about it. But we're it looks like it's going to be possible for us to bring quite a few of the kids over here. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, the ones that are in college. And so we're working on it now, but it looks really good. So pretty soon, possibly, praise the Lord, don't go spread it around yet. But yeah, we might have five of those kids right here in Utopia. Praise the Lord. Because Utopia's already got Dubs, you know. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll work out all those details, but we're really, really excited about that. Gosh, what a blessing. Whatever happens, though, the last part of their deal is already claimed by Disney World. They're like, they're like having convulsions at the possibility. Disney World. I haven't even been there. Praise the Lord. So let's pray over the church and Pastor Robert, Miss Laura today. Lord, thank you so much for Utopia Church. I appreciate it. Appreciate the people here, Lord. Appreciate this place and everything you're going to do here. Pastor Robert and Miss Laura, thank you for them, God. Thank you that they're a gift to the body of Christ, that they love orphans and widows and the poor, that, God, they're a diamond in your crown, that you truly love this place and these people, Lord. They've been a great blessing to our family, and we sure appreciate them and don't take them for granted, Lord. And I thank you so much for Utopia. Thank you for Living Waters Church, the Waterhole, and the ministry of the people. I ask you to keep them all healthy, save all their family members, give them all great peace, let their lives forever be blessed. Let them shock the whole world right from Utopia. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Well, if you could go to Hebrews chapter 4, praise the Lord, verse 9, and I will minister the word to you tonight. And this is something that I haven't preached it anywhere, but I've been working on it for a while. And it's something that I feel is really, really going to bless you tonight and also is real important. And that is how to walk in divine rest. You know, one of the most beautiful things that you need in your life is the skill of resting. And resting is not doing something. It could be that for some people. But rest is different for everybody. But without rest, there are so many bad things that can happen to you. There's so many tragedies and disasters that can take place in our lives when we don't get any rest and when we don't know how to rest. And so I want to go kind of through that a little bit. Think of it like this. Rest is your miracle food. It's like a food to your body and your soul and your spirit. And it will literally keep you alive in the midst of all types of problems.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. So remember that God even took a break. And he even tells us to take a break. The Sabbath, which is about rest, is all about resting. If you don't know the skills of rest, you're going to be troubled in your soul. Your soul will become a magnet for torment and torture, worry, fear, anxiety, and all forms of insecurities. But if you learn how to get away and truly rest and relax your soul, purge your mind, cleanse your spirit, then God has a chance to get to you. He has a chance to refresh you, to rebuild you, to encourage you, to lift you up. And she had a sister, speaking of Martha, in the book of Matthew chapter 10, named Mary, who was seated herself at the Lord's feet. And she was listening to his teaching. But Martha was overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve everybody alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand, and to do her part along with me." But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her." Praise the Lord. How many of you have ever gotten to the place where you have just had it? You've had it with life. You've had it with people. You've had it with circumstances. You've had it with just everybody. That is a very dangerous place. And if you and I don't learn how to manage our lives will manage us. Then we will become literally the victims of the people and the circumstances that are in our lives that forget to walk in the peace of God. Praise the Lord. You know that you cannot lose your mind when you're at rest? That you cannot make a bad choice when you are clear-minded and refreshed? That you cannot fall apart and get attacked by vain imaginations when you are at rest? Rest is a medicine. It's a medicine that your family needs, your husband, your wife needs, your ministry needs, your body needs. Everything needs rest. All of nature rests. Everything God created takes a break. And you and I are the ones that are empowered by God to give the gospel to people, to share the good news with people, to minister to people. And when you and I are not at rest, we are freaking out about so many things that are unnecessary. Praise God. Would you tell somebody your vacation is coming? Look what it says in Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to" what? "Rest. I will ease you and relieve you and refresh your souls." How many of you think that sounds good? "I will ease you and relieve you and refresh your souls." Lift your right hand and just wave it at somebody and say, "God's going to relieve you, refresh you, and unburden your soul." Point to somebody when you say it. Say, "God is going to unburden your soul." Praise God. If you don't need it today, you're going to need it tomorrow. And if you don't need it tomorrow, you're going to need it next week. But people have nervous breakdowns because they don't have rest. People end up going to prison because they don't have harmony inside of themselves. There's no peace on the inside. They say things they shouldn't say. They treat people in ways they shouldn't treat them. They behave in ways that are very, very self-destructive. They get all types of diseases and problems. Because the body has to have rest. The mind has to have rest. Your will has to have rest. You just can't be making decisions 24 hours around the clock. You just can't be thinking of stressful things 24 hours around the clock. You just can't do it. There's got to be a time where you put your foot down. There's got to be a time when you just say, look, it's enough. I can't handle any more of this. I'm done. That's saving your own soul. That's saving your own destiny. That's saving your own future. Maybe even saving your own marriage. That's saving your own health. You've got to be able to put your foot down and say, listen, I know what I can handle, and I'm at that point, so I'm stopping right now. This is it. If I go past this point, I will begin to cannibalize myself. I'll begin to eat my own mind and soul and emotions. And when I'm done eating me, I'm going to start eating you. Praise God. There are some people who never have rest. They've never touched rest. They've never been near rest. They don't know what rest is like. Their entire and whole lives are filled with stress, anxiety, frustrations, worries, and fears. You see them everywhere you go. Their eyes are all black. They're all worn out. They're like skeletons. They just work and work and work, or they do nothing and nothing and nothing. And they're just almost like they're being eaten up from the inside. Is that what you want for your lives, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Praise the Lord. Do you believe it's okay for you to be happy, at peace, to have energy? Praise the Lord. How many of you want to have energy that lasts a long time? Like all day. You have to manage that. It's not going to happen by itself. Look at this. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm gentle, meek, humble, lowly of heart. You'll find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, recreation, and listen to this, a blessed quiet for your souls. A blessed quiet for your souls. Oh, my God. Isn't that beautiful language? A blessed quiet for your souls. That means that no fear has access to your soul. When you have a blessed quiet in your soul, fear has no access. It cannot talk to you. It cannot speak to you. It cannot tell you its lies. It cannot freak you out about the future. It cannot scare you about the present. It cannot torture and torment you with all the negative imaginations and thoughts that come from a soul that is not in harmony with the voice of God. Praise the Lord. That's why getting rest is so important, because it's where you hear the voice of God. And the voice of God tunes your soul to peace, because God is peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Psalm 94:19. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your comforts are my delight. Praise God. Tell the person next to you, if you pay me what you owe me, I will rest. Say that, I will rest. Look at Psalm 37, verse 7. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for Him patiently. Lean yourself upon Him. Don't worry or fret because of the person who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Praise God. In other words, resting is the ability to disconnect from all competitive attitudes. If you want to be at rest, you can't be in competition. You can't look at a person and say, they're doing more than I am. I got to get going. I got to start doing stuff. I got to start working harder because they're getting ahead of me. Ooh, that person, man, they're doing, I got to start. You see, competition is not rest. Competition is torture. That's why to compare is to despair. You never compare yourself to anybody else. You never compare yourself to anyone else. You simply ask God what He wants you to do, and then you ask Him to give you power through the Holy Spirit to do that. Not to do what John is doing or Mary's doing, but what God has assigned to you. You are a special person. You are unique. You're an original, and there's no one like you in the entire world. The only fingerprints like yours are yours. And God does not love anybody more than He loves you. There is no person on planet Earth more important than you are. There is nobody more valuable than you are. There is nobody that is more necessary than you are. But you are only good when you are refreshed and strong and full of joy and peace. And you have to find that place of balance in your life. You've got to find when you're stretching into the place of self-destruction and then back off and say, wait a second, I'm in a place here that's not good. I need to back off. Praise the Lord. These are the Greek and Hebrew words and what they mean for the word rest. Number one, the quiet rebuilding of strength. Say, I receive that. The absence of fear and parasites of torment. Say, I receive that. The place of one voice. I thought that was a beautiful one. The place of one. Rest means when you're not hearing any other voices but the voice of God. Praise the Lord. Can somebody say, I just love that? What is rest? The place of one voice. That means Satan doesn't have access to your mind during the times that you're resting in the Lord. Because remember, not all rest is rest. We'll get into that in a little bit. But divine rest is what we're talking about. Divine rest. It's the ability to rest inside of God. Not the ability to just cease activity, but the ability to rest inside of God. Praise God. Blood pressure goes down. All types of things in your body begin to improve. All kinds of beautiful things start happening. Your creative mind is activated. All of a sudden, you can hear God. You're getting revelation from the Holy Spirit. You're walking in love. You have some joy. You have some peace because Satan has no access to you because your mind is in the hands of the voice of God. Praise God. Would you look at somebody and say, I love your hair right now. Praise God. Say, your hair is awesome. Another beautiful word is where heaven rules. Rest, where heaven rules. Another one, the restoring of divine peace. Rest. And the one I really like right here is to be rebreathed. Rebreathed. God took Adam and He breathed into him the breath of life and he became a living soul. Rest is when God takes you and He breathes inside you the breath of life again. And all the negatives just purge out of your body, purge out of your soul. Everybody in the world, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, everybody in the world is looking for rest. But we actually have rest. We're the only ones in the world can have true peace and true rest because Jesus purchased our victory at Calvary. By His chastisement, we have peace. He was tormented and tortured with all the stressful circumstances, with all the fear, with all the ugly things in life. All of those were piled on Him, and He was chastised so that we could walk in rest and peace in God. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, thank you, Lord. When you do not have rest, you're open for spiritual attacks. You'll find that when you're not rested in God, that you're going to be open for spiritual attacks. Satan will have access to your mind, and he will be able to attack you. Two, you'll be very vulnerable to temptation when you're tired, when you're not rested. You won't even care. Most of the sins that people commit, they commit them in things they would never do when they're at their top. But when they're tired and exhausted, they give in to so many things because they are very weak at that moment. They don't have the strength of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Bad choices. Whenever you're tired, it's not a good time to make choices. When you're not rested, when you're frustrated, when you're irritated, that's not a time to make especially eternal choices. Illness comes when you don't have rest. If you don't rest your body, you can open your body to viruses, to germs, to diseases, and your body can actually create all forms of infirmities just because your body doesn't have the strength to fight off the viruses, the germs, and all the other things that are in your body. Praise the Lord. Fear has access to your life when you're not at rest, when you don't have rest, when you don't know how to rest. You get discouraged much easier, and you get confused much quicker when you're not rested. Do you see why it's important for you to learn how to rest? Now, I want to talk about what it is, because it's important to know there's a difference between divine rest and what people on planet Earth call rest. It's a whole different thing. And we get it in a different way than a normal man without Jesus, without God, and without the Holy Spirit would get it. Praise the Lord. I can be resting, like I'm sitting there listening to Laura sing, and we were singing, and I was in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you right now, I was right in the center of the Holy Ghost. I could feel it going in and out. I could have just kept going and going and going and going because I was drinking from the well right there. I was just drinking. Just my spirit was just drinking in from the Holy Spirit. I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and I could feel my well literally bubbling up, coming up from the inside up. I could feel myself being refreshed. I could feel myself being encouraged just by the music and the fact that I was connected to it, and the words were coming out of my spirit, and I could just feel myself being refreshed in God. I can't get that when I listen to words that are not of God. I never get that. Praise God. Therefore, when the Lord your God has given you rest from all your enemies round about you in the land which the Lord gives you to possess as an inheritance, you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. Never forget that it is the Lord who has given you this rest. Praise God. When you're at rest, you will have the strength to defeat your enemies when you come back and have to do what God has called you to do. Praise God. Everybody has to know, because one man's stress is another man's rest. What are you talking about? Think about it like this, ladies and gentlemen. Some people get rest from things that other people get tired. For example, my wife, she really gets built up by working. She loves doing things for people. It actually feeds her. I get tired. It's not the same for me. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I get rest doing this right here. This to me, this is how I rest. That's why I did almost 24 meetings in the last 20-something days, like 30 days almost. I've done that many meetings in a row, and it's not tired at all. I'm not tired in any way whatsoever. I am totally refreshed because I have seen thousands of people get saved. I've seen people get healed and delivered, and the miracles that have happened. I am so built up. I am so, I'm just so full. I could just do it every day. I could do it twice a day and never get tired or worn out because this feeds me. It actually strengthens me. It builds me up. It's not work for me. It's rest. But I know preachers that after one sermon on Sunday morning, they're wiped out for like 2 days. It's so stressful for them. They just can't hardly do it. So they just change everything to just one service a week for like 40 minutes and that's it. Because they're not locked in. It's not a source of their rest. Everybody is different. You've got to find out what it is that relaxes you. You've got to find out what it is that feeds you. You've got to find out what it is that brings you rest. You've got to find out what makes you happy. Another person can get on their motorcycle and they can just ride and ride and ride, and they're being fed and they're being nurtured and they're being refreshed. You put somebody else on a motorcycle and they're like this the whole time. You're still like, oh God, get me off. I can't. You're going to kill us, because that's not their source. You see what I'm saying? It's not their source. Another man can go out and shoot weapons. You just, and he's red. Ooh, that's what's great. I love that. Praise the Lord. Other people, you put a gun in their hand and they're like, oh, man, this is freaking me out. The noise, the bells. You know. I mean, right? Rest is not the same for everybody. There are things you do that rest. One of my daughter-in-laws, what she does blows my mind. I cannot understand it. Her way of resting, what she says she could do every day for the rest of her life, is sit outside in the sun at the beach and just sit there from like early in the morning to late at night. What are you talking about? In the sun. How can you rest in the sun? It burns you. It's all uncomfortable. You're all sweaty. You're all good. Other people, you can read a book and it'll relax you. You can watch a movie. It'll relax you. These are all contributors to that. They're not spiritual sources necessarily, but they help to relax your soul. And they're part of the healing that you need to create in your life. You need to create a ministry of rest, not a ministry of laziness and slothfulness, but a ministry of rest. Rest is not doing nothing. It is doing the right thing. Praise the Lord. Praying in the Holy Ghost rests me. I love praying in the Holy Ghost. Driving here, I just love it. I'm singing, I'm praying. I'm so edified when I'm done. I'm so refreshed. Praise the Lord. But I can only handle so much of meetings. I can only handle so many meetings. Praise the Lord. So I've learned, okay, you know, Kimberly, you're going to handle this because you seem to really get fed by that. I don't. That stresses me out. I don't want to do that. You do that. Bethany, I don't really want to handle all the money and do all that. I don't want to know anything. I just want to know everything's good. Other than that, you take care of everything. I don't want to hear about anything. I don't want to talk about it. It doesn't bring me peace. You have to locate what brings you peace. You have to find how God made you. And you have to manage that, because if you don't, you're going to go crazy. You're going to lose your mind. And you're going to require drugs. You're going to require some form of medication, something in your life, because if you don't get it from God, you're going to go looking for it somewhere else. Praise the Lord. Rest comes for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, by a clear conscience. I've noticed that if I don't have a clear conscience, I do not have rest. I do not have peace. When my conscience is clear, I'm at peace. Praise the Lord. That's why Paul said it. I exercise myself all the time to make sure I have a clear conscience. There's a reason for that. Because if you don't have a clear conscience, it steals your peace. Steals your ability to rest. Praise the Lord. So get rid of your sin as soon as possible. Apologize. Repent. Do whatever you have to do. Don't hold stuff, because it's going to rob you of your ability to relax, to rest, and to rebuild, and to hear God's voice in your life. Praise the Lord. Also, you got to identify all the things that stress you out and that steal your peace. What is it that steals your peace? What is it that stresses you out? You're going to find that some of the most stressful things in your life are people. And you've got to know which people make you rest and which people stress you out. And when you find that out, you should write them down and say, I love being around these people because I relax around these people. I love these people. They make me feel so valuable. They make me feel celebrated. They make me feel good. I don't edit myself when I'm with these people. I can act any way I want, behave any way I want, say whatever, and I know they're not going to judge me, they're not going to criticize me, they're not going to find fault with me. I feel okay, really great around these people. These are my rest people. These people are my project people. They're the people that I have to get around and be perfected by. They're not a source of rest or peace. And you've got to be able to say, look, I can't, that's it. I can't be around these people for an indefinite period of time. I need a break from these stressful people in my life. If you don't do that, you're going to wreck your life. Praise the Lord. Am I speaking to anybody or am I just preaching to myself? You're recording it so I can take it and listen? Okay. You've got to manage that. You've got to manage the stressful people that are in your life. And say, these people really stress me out. And I just can't be around them too much. I need to be around them when I'm rested and I'm strong. Otherwise, I'm going to end up saying and doing things to them that I'm going to have to repent for. Praise the Lord. Manage those things. Manage the circumstances that don't make you rest and be at peace. Manage those circumstances. Because if you don't, they're going to get to you. For example, if procrastinating and having something be late or something not work is going to stress you out, then get into a habit of getting it done ahead of time so you won't have to worry. It's like this. I am going to the airport. If other people are coming, I'm already stressed before I wake up. Because I know I'm going to be there on time because I've developed the habit after 30 years of traveling. I know I'm not going to be late. I know I'm going to get there in plenty of time. But I have other family members that don't travel as much as I do or that believe that God will translate them and transport them and get them there on time by a miracle of God. And that stresses me out. So everybody knows Pop's stressed out because we're all going. And I tell them ahead of time, okay, and I'm telling you ahead of time, we got to get out of here by this time. We can't. Now, you can't be in the house at this time. And, you know, I'm limited in what I can say because I can't really attack my wife. I can't really just jump on her about it. I can't jump on Bethany. I can't jump on Craig. People that take forever and that have dream lives and things like that sometimes in their preparations. I can't be on them all the time because that stresses me out. And I say, look, I'm going to the airport alone. You all come and whenever you want to come, I'm coming alone because I don't want to be stressed out and I don't want to say anything to hurt you. I don't want to say anything to upset you. So I'm going to the airport by myself. I'll see you later. I'll meet you all there. Please don't get offended. Don't get mad. But also, this is not fair to me. I need to be there on time because I consider it an insult to a person to not be somewhere on time. It's just the way I think. We all have our little things, and I don't like to do it. And whenever I do it, I feel bad. But not everybody's like that. Some people think, well, anytime, whenever they show up, whatever. Hour later, 2 hours later, at least we got here. Praise the Lord. Stress. You have to find your wells and your pastures. Your wells, the places you drink that refresh you. What is it that refreshes you? If your answers to these questions are, I don't know, I have no idea, you are in a very dangerous place because you have not found your well. You're going to find, for some of you, getting up early in the morning or whenever you get up and having some time alone, reading your Bible, journaling, listening to music, praying, that's going to be like a well to you. A well to you could be getting up with your husband and just having your coffee or whatever you do and just talking and praying together, and that's going to refresh you to start the day. Everybody's different. You're responsible to find your own well and your own green pastures. But if you don't, you'll pay for it. And that's just the simple truth. Praise the Lord. Would you hug somebody and say, I'm going to take you on a vacation? Say, I will pay your way. Praise the Lord. Prayer that works brings you rest. Not all prayer brings you rest, but prayer that works brings you rest. What are you talking about? Jesus prayed because it worked. He knew how to pray the kind of prayer that works. You have to find the kind of prayer that works. Not just prayer, but the kind that, for example, there was a big movement years and years ago. Everybody had to get up early in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray for an hour. When I was first saved, that's what we did. We all took time all around the clock sometimes, and people would pick 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and I picked, I think, 5 o'clock one time, and there was a little room in the house where I was staying. There was a lot of people staying there, and so and I'd listen because the 3 o'clock person, the 4 o'clock person, all were snoring when I would listen. They were on their knees, so they looked like they were praying, but I could hear them snoring. Deep. They were in deep prayer. I mean deep. And then you move the door. You move the door and then. But they were out, man. They were out. That prayer was not working. That prayer was not working. So right there I decided, look, this getting up at 4 and 5 in the morning at that time, at that age, now my body automatically does it, but that, at that time, it just wasn't comfortable for my body. So I said, this is not where I get out of prayer. Prayer doesn't work for me like this. I have to be awake. I have to actually go take a walk when I pray. I have to get out in the woods when I pray. I have to do this. I have to do that. That's how prayer works for me. So that's how I'm going to do it. And then I got refreshed that way. I really got refreshed. I get refreshed when I walk. I try to walk every day. I get refreshed. It's prayer time for me. I talk to God. I get revelation. I get sermons. I get messages. I get answers. I get solutions. I get all kinds of stuff. It's a time of rest and refreshing. If I didn't have that time, then there's no way I could have 30 meetings in 1 month. There's no way I could do it. Year after year after year, there's just no way you can do it. You have to find those wells and those places. If you don't have them, you're going to devour your time with worthless activities. And you will not have a harvest. You will be poor. Praise the Lord. Would you hug somebody right now and say, I love this? You have to do the kind of praise that works. Not every kind of praise works. You have to find the kind of praise that works for you. What do you mean? Well, for some people, shouting works. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That works for them. That's how they're made. It's their soul. It feeds them when they shout and scream and run around and jump and do all that. It feeds them. Other people, it drives them crazy. Get that person away from me. My gosh, are they crazy? What? The kind of praise they do is soft praise. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. All sincere. Praise you, Jesus. But that really works for them. You have to, for other people, none of that works. They got to get a guitar or an instrument in their hand. And they got to play that, and that's when it works for them. Every person has to find what works for you. Praise the Lord. If you're not going to rest, you're going to get sick. I'm telling you right now, you might already be sick. You won't even be able to hear God's voice when you're not rested. Satan will be there with you, talking to you, and telling you things that you shouldn't be hearing. You have to be at rest. Praise the Lord. You have to learn how to take that ministry and make it part of your life. Because in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, in 40 years, in 50 years, if you have not rested, your bones will collapse, your organs will collapse, your mind will collapse, your body will collapse, because your body requires the nurturing of the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to worship the kind of worship that delivers you. Not all worship works for everybody. There's a kind of worship that will deliver you when you do it. It's very powerful. It is a beautiful thing when you find it, and it leaves you free and rested for the rest of your life. You cannot trust a person who never rests and is never refueled by the Holy Spirit. Whatever they tell you is going to come from their soul and their own mind. It's not going to come from the clear river of revelation that comes when a man or a woman spends time with God. Praise the Lord. The best thing I can tell you is to pray in the Holy Spirit. Rembarekoro. Pray in the Holy Spirit. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you should be. It is the best gift you will ever receive next to all the salvation things and family and things like that. Praying in the Holy Spirit is a powerful tool that will give you tremendous inner peace. That's what the Bible says in Jude 20, Romans 8, 26, Acts 2, 1 through 8, Acts 1, 8, Acts 2, 39, and many other verses. All about the Holy Spirit, how it builds you up and edifies you on the inside. You are praying perfect prayers to God, and you need the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember that anything of God is beautiful. Praise the Lord. He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush now, be still, muzzle." And the wind ceased, sank to rest, as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm and perfect peacefulness. What is rest? Perfect peacefulness. Praise God. Why do you think there's so many drug addicts? What are they looking for? Perfect peacefulness. Why do methamphetamine addicts, why are they so difficult to deliver? Why are they willing to waste away, teeth rot out, bodies at 50 and 60 pounds, and say to the people, their families, "This is how I want to die. Give me some more." Because the false peace of drugs is what Satan is offering. But the tax you must pay is your soul. Praise the Lord. Go like this and just wave your hands at a few people around you and say, "Be at peace." Put your hands on their shoulders. Say, "Be at peace." Say, "You've had enough trouble." Say, "You've had enough trouble. You've been through enough problems. You've had enough hell in your life. You need some peace now. You need the rest of God." Praise the Lord. What relaxes you? Answer that question. What brings you peace? Answer that question. What is it that comforts you? Answer that question. What edifies you? Answer that question. What makes you feel happy? Answer that question. "Thus saith the Lord, stand by the road and look, and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is. Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will do it." Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, "We've got to go back to old-fashioned Christianity that actually works." Praise the Lord. We've got to go back to the old roads of the kind of Christianity that actually works. Result-oriented Christianity. That's what we've got to go back to. Either it's working for you or it's not working for you. Either it's healing you or it's not healing you. It's that simple. You shouldn't need Prozac. Honestly. I'm not condemning you for anything you do, honestly. It's not a beneficial ministry of the Holy Spirit to condemn people for things they do. The Holy Spirit does not condemn, He does not condone, He regenerates. He offers you a way out. He never beats you for where you're at, and He never says it's okay to be where you're at if where you're at is bad. He just doesn't waste time talking about it. He just says, "Here's the way out, follow me, and I will take you where you have never gone before." Praise the Lord. Would you hug two people and say, "This is worth about $100 tonight. Praise God." Tell somebody, is your stress worth your future? Is your stress worth your future? So you got to find a way. You got to find a way. The best time you're going to spend in one day is the time you spend letting God minister to you. That's going to be your best time. I'm sure you've heard about different famous people, Martin Luther, who translated the Bible into German. Martin Luther, if you read any of his journals, when he had a long day of work, instead of spending 2 hours of prayer, he would spend 4 hours in prayer. Because he knew the secret that the more you have to do, the more of God's presence and the help of the Holy Spirit you're going to need. So he was saying, you actually accomplish more by doing less. which is the law of essentials, that you have to teach yourself what is essential in your day. What is eternal, divine, and what truly matters? What's going to matter to God when your life is over? What's going to count when your life is over? And if you don't have a sense that your life is divine, then you're not saved. You're actually not a saved person. You're not born again. You may believe in God, but you don't have a relationship with Him if you don't have that sense that you, your life, has a divine purpose to it. Praise the Lord. Psalm 23, you should eat it like breakfast. Learn everything about it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because all source of stress is rooted right there. Your wants are the thing that make you a slave. Once God is the Lord of your wants, then you have no other lords that can terrorize your life and make you a tortured, tormented person. Praise God. Would you look at somebody and say, I believe that you're going to lose weight right now and your hair is going to grow back. Praise the Lord. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace. Great peace. Say it. Great peace. Have they that love thy law, and nothing shall cause them to be offended. Praise the Lord. A source of peace. Tell somebody that is a great source of peace. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, that's a great source of peace. Praise the Lord. The devil is a liar. Psalm 26, 3 and 4, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Rest comes by where you allow your mind to dwell. If you're going to rest, you have to take control of your thoughts and say, my mind cannot go to that person or to that possibility or to that imagination or to that fantasy. Therefore, I am bringing it in. And I'm putting my mind under the control of the Word of God, and I'm submitting my mind under the authority. I will only dwell on those things that are good and honest and true and pure and honest and virtuous and full of praise and full of peace. And you bring your mind under 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3, 4, and 5, bringing every disobedient thought into obedience, making it submit itself to the will of God. Praise the Lord. See, that's a very powerful source of your peace, is how you control your thought life. And there are people who are experts at driving you crazy. You've got to say, okay, this is one of my crazy people. Can I handle them right now? No, I cannot handle them right now. So I'm not going to talk to them right now. Praise the Lord. Now, you can't do that with your wife or husband. I'm sorry, but you just can't throw them out of the house. And it's too bad if they're the ones. You're just going to have to get close enough to God where they don't bother you. But you know, you're human. You're not Jesus. You're not God. You're human. You have limitations. And you better get wise to those limitations really, really quick. Because if you operate your life out of your ego and out of vanity and conceit and pride, you will exhaust yourself thinking that you can do everything for everybody and that you have to do everything for everybody, or else the whole world is going to collapse because you are not saving everything. It's a waste of your energy. Jesus is going to save the world, not you. Praise the Lord. Would you give somebody a high five and say, that was worth $5,000 right there. Praise the Lord. My people shall dwell in peaceable habitations, in safe dwellings, and in a quiet resting place. Say, that was my word. The Lord gives His beloved sleep. Praise God. Tell somebody, your sleep is about to get good. Rest is how you prepare for divine work. Every time you get exhausted, it is an invitation to a predator. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm done with that. Faith is rest working. Say it together. Faith is rest working. So you can be working and doing a lot of things, but your insides at rest because of faith, because you trust God, because He's revealed something to you, because you have a word from God, and so you're at rest. So you can do everything you're doing and be at rest while you're doing it because you're not under fear or stress, and most important, you're not under some form of intimidation, which is very stressful. Praise God. Because Satan is the god of fear. It is his job to make movies in your mind of all the disasters that are about to befall you and the people you love. And you have got to shoot him by resting. Saying, Satan, you're not going to have access to me. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to love people. I'm going to walk with a clear conscience. I'm going to forgive people. I'm keeping everything clear. I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. I'm resting in God. And that's what's going to work for me. Praise the Lord. So, listen to this scripture in Job 11:18. And you shall be secure and feel confident because there is hope. You shall search about you and you shall take your rest in safety. Praise God. Lift your hands now and let me speak the word over you and wash you. Take it in. And when I say something, I just want you to say, I received that. In peace, I will make you lie down and sleep. The Lord will make you dwell in a safe place, full of confidence and without torment. Say, I receive it. Your heart will be glad, and your glory and your inner self will rejoice. Your body shall rest, and you will confidently dwell in the peace of God. Praise God. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He will lead you beside still waters. Praise the Lord. Depart from evil and do good. Seek and inquire for peace and crave it and pursue it, for the Lord shall be your defense. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Say, I receive it. Yes, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Say, that's mine in the name of Jesus. You will have rest and be satisfied, and you will not be visited by evil. Everybody say, I receive that. The Lord will give you rest from sorrow and grief and pain and trouble and unrest and from every hard and torturing labor which tries to take over your soul. Say, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Every scripture that I spoke over you, I am believing will come to pass. Praise God. Tell somebody, I'm just believing that I'm going to have the rest of the Holy Spirit in my life. Praise God. Tell the person next to you, I need to learn how to rest. I need to learn how to walk in the peace of God. How not to be tortured anymore by people. You need to learn when to put your foot down, when to quit, when to put up your boundaries, when to lock the door, when to take the phone off the hook, when to get away. You need to learn what makes you rest. Remember, it may not be the same thing as somebody else. Vacations can be a problem when you have two people who get rest from two different things. If I'm on a vacation in Hawaii, where I wrote probably a quarter of letters from God in Hawaii because I was preaching there, and then I had days off, so I would just go to the beach at about 6 in the morning, take my little chair, find me my palm tree, there's the beach. Nobody was there because I have my little spots. Nobody was there, and I would just write till it got dark. I would just stop to go have lunch, come right back. And I just sat there all day in the peace of God, just writing, 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 and listening to God, just writing, writing, writing. Well, if my wife is with me, I know I'm not going to be able to do that. So I'm not even going to attempt to do that. because my wife doesn't like to just sit for hours and do nothing. She has to go play with the kids. She has to go snorkel. She has to go scuba dive. She has to go get a snorkeling trip. We have to go snorkeling to the thing. We have to go over here. We have to get going. There's got to be purpose to life. That can't be just like. And that's the way she is. That's the way she's made. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the way she is. She can play solitaire and get refreshed. Solitaire? No. I would never do that. It wouldn't cross my mind. But many of you, joy. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth right here, and you're not going to believe me. So I'm preaching at a church, 2,000 people, probably maybe more, huge church. And I'm sitting next to the pastor's wife. He's up there talking, and she's... And I just look over, and she's playing Scrabble. But she's playing with someone somewhere else, like a tournament Scrabble. And I go, are you playing Scrabble? Don't say anything. I said, I can't believe you were playing Scrabble while your husband's over there talking like that and everything. Oh, gosh, I was in the car. It's the last time I'm in the car. And I'll tell you the truth. This is the honest truth. And I didn't mean to have that effect, but she has never again had the phone when I'm there. She just... But why is it? Because some of you are multitaskers. You actually can do three things at one time and it relaxes you. That would drive me crazy. So here you are tonight. You've got to ask yourself at what level of stress your life is at. Why would somebody go jump off a bridge? They're at a very high level of stress. Why would somebody go and shoot people, innocent people? Carrie, which works for us at the orphanage, is driving down Guatemala, the main road there, and two cars are in front of her and a bus. All of a sudden, the back door of the bus opens and all these women start flying out. She goes around everything, and women are just flying out, screaming and everything. She just goes around. Later, she has her husband check what happened. That whole bus was filled with women that had gone to the prison to visit their husbands. A hit was put out on them by a rival gang, and they murdered most of the women in that bus. And we're getting the orphan children. Yeah, we're getting some of those kids, like four of them. They don't have a father, and they don't have mothers now. You don't go to prison because you have peace. You don't get a divorce because you have peace, because you have rest. No, you do it because you can't take it. You've had it. I am offering you, with the permission of the Holy Spirit, an entry into the rest of God. Because it is the only thing that's going to truly keep you healthy and keep you sane. Who wants that? Praise the Lord. Let's stand up and begin to pray. And let's just begin to ask the Holy Spirit right now. The best advice I can give you is get the tape. Go through the list of questions that I gave you. Put answers to those questions. Don't just hear the sermon and say, oh, that was a great sermon. Praise the Lord. Nothing changes when you don't follow through. You're going to need to follow through. What does the Bible say? Cast your cares upon the Lord. Cast your burdens on the Lord. Give Him that. I find that with my life, I get rest when I exercise. If I exercise, I feel really good. If I don't exercise, I don't feel as good. So I like to exercise because I know it makes me feel rested. Praise the Lord. I like to eat certain kinds of food because they don't bother my body. If I eat other kinds of food, my stomach's bothered. I may not be able to sleep. All types of issues. So I try to avoid all that food because it steals my rest and my peace. Do you see what I'm saying? Everybody's different. You're going to have to find what those things are. Will you lift your hands tonight to the Lord? And let's just ask God right now to give us the gift of rest and the ability to be at peace. Father, I'm asking you for a miracle tonight for all the men and women that are here, that you will give them divine, supernatural rest. Teach them the ability to relax, to rest, to not be stressed out, to not be tormented, to not lose their peace, to not be controlled by the people in their lives who don't know you, who don't love you, who don't serve you, who are not at peace. I break the curse over their families of unrest, because, Lord, that is a true curse, and I break that over each one of you that doesn't know how to relax and rest, that you will start knowing how to do that without the help of any outside chemicals, that you'll do it simply in God and with God. May the peace of the Lord be with you. May the rest of God be upon you. May you become a master at resting and regrouping and re-energizing and letting God revitalize you, rejuvenate you, and let God put inside you the wonderful joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, now I cast all demonic forces that have attached themselves to any one of you, spirits of torment that would visit your sleep, torture you, evil presences that might be in your home, things that are not of God, that are spiritual forces that would want to attack your marriage, strife, contention, all of the other things that would try to come against you to make you ill or sick. I attack those and I bless you and I break the power of those over your life in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Everybody say, I just received my peace. And I'm going to start practicing the rest of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Be seated for just a minute. Would you look at the person next to you? Put your hand right over there and say, receive the peace of God. God is good, isn't He? Praise the Lord. I'm going to minister to a couple of people. I'm going to minister to you real quick. And what's your name? You can stand right there. Paula?
Holly.
Holly. Okay, so extend your hands over to Holly. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm bringing a message in tongues. I'm going to bring the interpretation, so that all makes it actually biblical. Krikto marato pishvedze, brento kuria karpetorice, karambo krakivice parto vedeca, tilembro kalvinice perkukwatsa. Tilingre coriaro, frende vericurdi, verompra asfolozzo, cregegio falteva. I will take your heart today. I will write upon it. I will put my words of joy and peace upon your heart. I will make a road that you will walk. You must walk this road alone for a while, but I will be there. I will guide you. I will lead you to the places that you have only dreamed of going. I will hold your hand. Wherever it is necessary, I will carry you. I will be your bright and morning light. I will be the joy of your waking and the peace of your sleeping. I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you unloved. I will protect you from all of the evil sources of life. And I will place you in a garden where you can smell the beauty of my will for your life. You will be saturated in my love and embraced by my joy. Be at peace. I'm working everything out for you before it even happens, before it even takes place. I have already finished it, and you will see it. Praise the Lord. So I brought a message in tongues, and I brought the interpretation, and that's all legal. Praise the Lord. Turn to two people and say, that's all legal. Praise the Lord. And I didn't freak out. I didn't roll on the floor. My eyeballs did not flip behind my back. I did not do anything weird or strange or anything like that. Because you have to understand, anything that is of God is beautiful. Remember? And it's beautiful to anybody who loves God. It doesn't matter what denomination a person may be. If they love God, what they see and behold is beautiful because it comes from God. Praise the Lord. Man with the black hair, can I minister to you right there? Yeah. Stretch your hands out over there to her. Praise the Lord. And tell me your name, ma'am. Kim. How you doing, Kim? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to minister to you, and I got another message. I'm going to bring a message in tongue, then I'm going to give you an interpretation. Is that okay? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Dominitze perto vidictaro, templere pilviditara, tostoso balto cunzeve, tileverdo borti carandi aspo porcata, svenzoro mili vidaromde calquazzi berticuts, elfanadaro bel divirice bel corundu fisca suaze, timfeleria palto corti, bel vini shutsaval anetrica torondela, your days of being dry are over. Your days of being alone in your heart are over. Your days of being stressed are over. Your days of waiting and looking and waiting and looking for answers are over. I will now send you the answers. They will knock on your door. They will fix your heart. They will fix your soul. They will fix your spirit. They will answer your questions. They will cure and mend and restore and relive and relieve. And they will give you what you have always wanted, a deep and intimate relationship with me. I will be the answer. I will be the source of your joy and your peace till the day you die. I have created you to be a blessing to those in your family who do not know me. I will teach you, I will train you, and I will deliver you so that you are totally free. Praise God. So there you go. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, that was totally legal. Praise God. Message in tongue. Interpretation. Praise the Lord. I'm just ministering to a few people. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to do what the Holy Spirit wants me to do. You know, I'm not going to keep you too late. I just want to minister to you for a little bit. Is that okay? Praise God. Because the Holy Spirit is trying to lead everybody into new things and bigger things. I brought a message in tongues. Then I brought another message in tongues in a different tongue. So the gift of tongues is many languages. It's not the same as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I happen to operate in that. So that's why I do this, because if the Holy Spirit gives me something, then I bring it that way. Praise the Lord. And it should be edifying and encouraging to you and bring you peace. Praise the Lord. God is not weird. He's beautiful. Amen. And He is the God of peace. And He brings peace into the situations. He brings peace to people's lives. Praise the Lord. Did that minister to you? Praise the Lord. How about that? Ministry? Great. Fantastic. So, my blessing on you and on everything you're doing. Let me report a little bit on the orphanage. We got 8 acres of land that we're right now buying, a new set of 8 acres right across the street there from the orphanage, across the road. 8 acres, it costs us $146,000. That's what land costs. It's crazy. We got all the money. So we give God praise. Today, Bethany calls me before church, and she says, by the way, Pop, the president that just got kicked out of, he got kicked out of the country, he's actually in jail, enacted a law, and nobody really knows this, we didn't know about it, he enacted a law that any new property you buy, you have to pay 12% tax on. It doesn't matter who you are. So all of a sudden, I now need another $25,000. Praise the Lord. Can everybody say hallelujah, praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, and today we got whatever it was. I don't know. We got 15,000 today already or whatever. We only need like 8,000 more. So that quick, you know, Bethy was just telling me. She was excited about it. She said, praise the Lord. I said, man, that is, thank God we have years of experience of watching God do impossible miracles, because you just don't worry about it. You know, praise the Lord. So anyway, that's all I have for you tonight. I hope it was okay. I love this church. It's hard for me to quit talking. I like being here. And it wouldn't matter if three of you were here, but thank you guys for coming tonight. I appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I love you. I hope that was a blessing to you. We'll see you in December. I'm hanging out for a couple of days with Pastor Robert. I always say Pastor Walter, but Pastor Robert. I don't know why I keep doing that. Why do I do that? Because I just talked to him before I came. That's probably why. But anyway, I did that last time. But let me say one last thing. Bethany will be here, and she'll heal everything. Okay, God bless. Praise the Lord. Bethany will heal it all.
I'll just change my name. That way it works. Yeah, and the other thing that we talked about today is that we do have the plans being drawn up for the church that we're going to build there at the orphanage, and so that's getting in the works. And so hopefully, you know, we may, no later than February, we're going to start the foundation to get that going. Amen? So we can minister to everybody around there, the kids, plus all the villages and everybody else around there. So praise the Lord. Well, ushers, help me tonight. We want to take up an offering. Bless Brother Ivan. Glad he was here tonight. We will have Bethany will be coming in, and Andrew and their family in February. We've got to get the date set, but it's going to be in February they're coming in. Brother Ivan will be back in December. First part of December. Was that the 6th, 5th, 6th? Something like that. Yeah. Really? That'd be awesome. We have to at least do two, so Bethany has to come. But anyway, praise God. So if you would, just put your hand over your offering. You can just make the offerings out to the Living Waters Church or the Waterhole, however you want to do it. And so put your hand over your offering. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you tonight that we're able to bless, that we are givers, abundant givers, and money is a tool to win people's souls and to touch hearts. Lord, I just thank you for everything that's needed, everything that's going on, everything that is needed at the orphanage. I just declare that Brother Ivan and his family are blessed abundantly beyond they could even imagine, Lord. And we thank you that we can be a part of that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Also, Sunday, we're going to have another baby dedication. So if you know anybody that has wants to dedicate their baby, make sure and let them know we're going to do that. We can do those anytime. You know, anybody that's not a good time for you and another time you're going to have family in or whatever, just let me know. I mean, it's not like it has to be a preordained service. So it's always anointed. That's all that matters. Oh, don't forget to move your clocks back. This Saturday night. So if you don't, let's see what happens. If you come for Sunday school, you're going to wait a while. And if you just came for church, you're going to go to Sunday school. Right? Isn't that the way it works? Because we're going backwards. So you'll be here early. Praise God. Yeah, there you go. If you're there early enough, make the coffee for everybody. So stand to your feet. Look at that person around you and say, man, I got some good rest. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Ivan, for being here. coming down here. And we just love y'all. So, Father, we just thank you for this. I thank you tonight that as we go from here, we're going to go out in the world. We're going to preach. We're going to tell everybody about Jesus. We're going to be lights and witnesses in this world. And I just thank you, Lord, that again, for Brother Ivan being here and his family and their blessing to us in this church and their covering over us. And Lord, I just thank you for them. And I just declare, Lord, the blessings of God upon it all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you.